All right, picking this up, Mamzayin on the Beis. We are starting towards the bottom. Misharavu achre bitzam libam hoylech, right? I think that's where we start. Yama, do you remember? Yeah. Misharavu achre bitzam libam hoylech. Yeah, from there? No?
No,
okay.
Were we going above that?
Yeah, okay, that's fine. Misharobu matile meloy al valibatim. When there was an abundance of people, of dayanim, who would engage in, not basically have valibatim do favors for them to sell their merchandise. Robo ha-shoicha, there was an abundance of shoicha, of flat-out bribery, v'hatayas ha-mishpat, and tilting of justice, because basically, dayanim are partial, or show that they are partial, and they take favors. Upaska toiva, and hatova was ceased in the world because charei nav, as we saw in Rashi earlier, comes from hatayas hamishpat. Misharabu mekableini toivoscha, when there was an abundance of, quote, dayanim who would say, quote, mekableini toivoscha, I hereby acknowledge that I've received a favor from you, end quote. Or, quote, umachzikeini taivasecha, end quote. Or, and, dayanim who would say, I owe you one. Rabu, there was an abundance of, quote, ish hayosha ve'inov yasa, end quote. There was an abundance of everyone doing whatever they wanted, because, as the pasuk says, because, basically, no one had the respect for the dayanim and said, the courts are not going to, they're not going to uphold the justice, right? Shvalim hugbub, and the lowly ones, shvalim are the lower ones, hugbu, were elevated, the hagvayim hushpulu, and the elevated ones were lowered, meaning no one had the respect for the dayanim anymore. Umalchusa, and the malchus of Klal Yisrael, doesn't just mean actual malchus, but it means the prestige of Klal Yisrael, Ozla v'Navla, was going down and deteriorating.
Is that all part of the same?
Yeah. The reason why it was Ish HaYosha Ben Avyasa is because Hushpulu, Shvalim Hukbu, Vakvayim Hushpulu. Okay. Misharabu Tzarei Oyin, the Gemara says when there was abundance of stingy and selfish people, Vitarfe Taref, and thieves. It's interesting why the Gemara. Why does the Gemara say Tarfei Taref? Why don't you say Gazlanim? If it meant that. So it would seem to me, perhaps, because we're not talking, this is like white collar stuff. In other words, they're not like stealing outright. No, we'd never do that. I'll just, whatever.
Skim
the top off, change something in the computer system to whatever it is. In other words, so all you see from what they're doing is that they just have the spoils from stealing, but it's not a maisa gneva, so to speak. Just a thought. Rabu ma'amtze lev, there was an abundance of people that would strengthen, they would harden their hearts from lending. V'kovtze yodayim, and people who would clench their fists tight. Milahalvais, from lending. V'avru, and therefore they would violate al mashakos of the Torah, that which it says in the Torah. Hishama l'chapen, be careful not to turn a blind eye to people who need a loan.
So it sounds like the cause and effect are the same. Like they were stingy, and that created stinginess. Is that what?
They were stingy in general, and they would even go on not to lend. Meaning
that would be the result of it, right? These
correct.
Are like cause
right.
And effect. Right?
The cause was they're stingy, and the effect is they don't even lend.
Okay.
The cause is there's people stealing money, so the effect is that they're much more protective over their money.
Okay.
Misharabu, Dr. Gemara, Misharabu in the 2 years Goran, when there was an abundance of women who would stretch out their necks, umesakroi say noyim, and winking women.
Mascara.
Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm. Interesting, that's good. Maybe that's where it comes from. Rabu ha-mayim ha-morim. There should have been an abundance of women drinking the meisaita, Ella shapasku. But the reason why there isn't is because they stopped giving it out, because, as the Gemara said earlier, because no, they were not deserving of it.
What's the hemshire here? Like, it seems like we're going back. I'm like, all of a sudden now we're talking about Mes Sota again because of women are promiscuous, or
I don't know.
Is all this causative? I mean, one step leads to another.
I don't know. Let's put it this way.
I'm trying to figure out what the degradation is.
I'll tell you. I'll tell you. This is, you know, and if you look in the we're talking about Hagar Rizin and Hagar Evel. If you look in the Pesukim up there, there are the different klolas. Arur makla of a ve'imai, makarei uvaseser. There's a lot of arur over there. If you look at the Tzad HaShava of all of them, it's that they're all hidden. Okay? These women are walking around and they're winking. They're not acting they're not like Lahedya being promiscuous. So it would seem that the Tzad HaShava of all these things, or the next thing of taking gifts, right? These are subtle things. These are not overt isurim that are being done. These are subtleties, sensitivities sometimes. Okay? You look around, sometimes you say, well, people are not doing anything wrong. Okay, because you can't define it, because you can't put it into a check a certain box of an isser, so that means it's the right thing? Sometimes fakert. The gray area is when it's more. Yeah. Reb Nota Greenblatt told me once, he said that years ago, the women's mikveh in Memphis had a tremendous amount of use, more use than St. Louis. And Memphis is much smaller than St. Louis. So what's the pshat? He said because there was no conservative. There was reform and orthodox. And people had to choose, am I reform or orthodox? Well, I'm not reform, so I must be orthodox. It's when there's that gray area, and this all these things are like that. Tzari ayin. Yeah, they're stingy, okay, fine. And, you know, tarfei tarif, according to at least the way we're understanding it. They're just white collar stuff, and we're just, you know, whatever. And they're just walking around haughty, but they're just, you know, fakir. They say, this is the way a Yiddish woman has to walk, like a bas melech, literally, with the, you know, winking. We're not really doing anything, we're just winking. All these different kinds of things. That may be the Tzad HaShava over here. Okay. Mishorablu Makadli Matanas, when there was an abundance of people who accepted gifts, Nismatu Hayamim, the days became shortened or lessened, Vinisgatsra Ashanim, and the years were shortened. The Chsiv, as it says in the Pasuk, Vesenim Matanas Yichya, he who hates gifts will live. And again, the point over here is that not necessarily that they're going to live short lives, but that their lives are not being lived to the fullest. Because in the back of their mind, there is a shibud. They're somewhat meshubed. If you accept a gift from someone, so you owe them something, okay? And therefore, it was nismatu, hayom niskat rashon. Okay.
Do you have any distinction between yomim and shanim? Did you describe that at all?
You could say that, you know, there's a concept. We call someone, when we say someone had arichas yom, it's a famous story with the Sfasemis. The Sfasemis's father was nifta very young.
Pesachron told the story when he was here.
Oh, when he was there? And he said, his brother said to him, our father had arichas yom. He said, well, how could he have arichas yom? He was so young. He said, yeah, he didn't have arichas shonim. Long years, but he had long days, meaning he utilized his days. Yeah. That's why it says, by Avram, Avinu Avram, Avinu Avram, bo by Yomim. The days itself. So it could be that there's two bechinas over here.
Cool.
Of the, like, in other words, one could be actual physical years, and one, like we said before, that the days themselves are limited because I have that riding shibud to whoever I got the gift from. Misharabu zechuche alei, when there was an abundance of haughtiness in the heart. Okay, and people relied on their understanding. They didn't review. They didn't be medaktik on what the Rebbe actually said. Rabu machlekes b'Yisrael. There was an abundance of machlekes in Klal Yisrael because everyone thought they actually understood it. But since they weren't careful with exactly what the Rebbe said, they ended up misunderstanding it. And Mishar Rabu Talmidei Shammai VeHillel Shalei Shim Shukal Tzarkon, when there was an abundance of Talmidim of Shammai and Hillel that did not sufficiently work on understanding what the Rebbe said, Rabu Machlekes BeYisrael, there was an abundance of Machlekes in Klal Yisrael, V'Nasis HaToyra Kishtei Torahs, and it became like two different Torahs. That was the which is an interesting thing. I mean, Lamaisa, only because they weren't medactic, I mean, Halakha Lamaisa, Shammai and Hillel disagreed. And therefore, sometimes Shammai would say something is mutter, and Hillel would say something is aser, or vice versa. So why is it dafka because of the Talmidim that were not careful with the, they weren't medactic called Tzarkon? It was even those that were medactic. Saif, Shammai said X, and Hillel said Y. So why is it only on them that it was near a kishtei teres, nasis kishtei teres?
Because the singer,
doesn't have to view each other.
Not, that's not machlokas. It's wrong. Machlokas means you had sad and I had sad. No, you're wrong. You're just flat.
Could be, because the Gemara does say that Shammai and Hillel argued about different halachas in Arayas, but they would marry into each other.
Right.
And it wasn't. So this is maybe those that didn't. Okay, could be. Could be.
They
in other words, Nasa Kishtei, that's what Binyamin's timing, that there's a different machleksim in Hilchas Arayis. That according to Beit Hill, there will be a mamish Aser Isser Erva. According to Beit Shammai, it's Mutter.
But they marry the ones that are Aser. They respected it and arranged the Shidduchim. They didn't marry into the ones that they still held were problematic. People from Beit Shammai.
If you look at them,
that's
how good the research was. Are you saying that as a fact, or are you asking?
No. I mean, that's how I understood when I learned the Mishnah. According to Beis Hillel, when he looks at it, right, the girl's coming from Beis Shammai, according to Beis Hillel.
They wouldn't disregard the whole family.
No, but they would arrange it so they would work it out that they weren't totally. There were certain people would work with and certain people wouldn't. But
the point is, and the point of the Mishnah is that they wouldn't. Okay, but nonetheless, even so, even if that's so, the bottom line is that it doesn't look like two terrorists because you see that there's a understanding and acceptance. I accept what you say, you accept what I say. Binyamin's saying that over here, it's a pshat, is like, this is what this is all saying, there was the two shall not. So, okay, could be. That's a good pshat. Okay, Dr. Gemar Vaiter. We didn't finish this yet. We still saw this last week. There's an abundance of Yidden that were accepting tzedakah from Goyim, which is aser, and it makes the prestige of Klal Yisrael be devalued. It became that Klal Yisrael was lamala v'hem lamata. But really it means that Klal Yisrael was below and the Goyim were above. Yisrael lefnim, lefanim, v'hem la'ochar. Klal Yisrael were in the back, and the Goyim were in the front. Again, it's Lashon Saginar, speaking in the euphemism, not to say directly negative about Klal Yisrael. Okay, talk to Gemar Vayter. Mishemeis Yosef ben Yezer. The Mishnah said, when Yosef ben Yezer and Yosef ben Yehuda ish Yushalayim, when they died, the Mishnah says, there were no more Eshkoilas. Says the Gemara, my Eshkoilas. What does it mean, Eshkoilas? Clusters. Grape clusters. What does that mean? And for the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda Mashmol, Rav Yehuda Mashmol, Rav Yehuda said, then Mashmol, Ish shehakoil boy. Eshkoilus means ish, a man shehakoil boy, that everything is in him. Meaning he has basically a jack of all trades, a master of all. He's everything. He has everything there. He doesn't. He's a tzaddik. He's a talmid chacham. He has everything. Okay. So the Gemara Vayter. The Mishnah said Yoichanan Kohen Gadol. And no, that's what it meant. And again, everyone was asking when we learned this in the Mishnah, does it mean that afterwards Hillel and Shammai were in Eshkoilus? Chves alinit, I don't know. Again, we have to remember that there's different madrigas. Just because to us, the Vilna Goyin is like, can't even fathom, right? And then to the Vilna Goyin, the Ramban was something that the Vilna Goyin couldn't fathom. And then to the Ramban, the Chveis Rebbe Kiva was someone, you know, whatever, Rava, Rav, Shmuel, etc. So these are, it's like two ants determining which giant is taller. Maybe you could use that as a mashal. Yechonon Kohen Gadol, Hevir Hadoyas HaMaiser. The Mishnah said that Yechonon Kohen Gadol abolished Vidoy Maiser. And the Gemara, so we discussed then the reason the Gemara now brings down a couple of reasons. My time, what's the reason that Yechonon Kohen Gadol abolished vidoy meiser. And for the Gemara, Amr Rav Yosef Rav Chanina, Rav Yosef Rav Chanina says, Lafisha ain noisin or noisoi, because we do not give it, we do not give the meiser kitikunoi, as it's supposed to be. Lafi, because she ain noisin or noisoi, because we do not give the meiseris kitikunoi as they were supposed to be given. The Rachmana Omar, because the Torah said, the Yahavi Lilavim, that we should give the Meiser to the Levim. Meiser Rishon is supposed to go to the Levim. Says the Gemara now on top, Mem Chesem and Aleph, Va'anan, but us, Ko Yohavin on the Kehanim. But we are given to the Kehanim, meaning, as we spoke about, Ezra was Mesakin, since the Levim did not come up from Golos Bavel to build the Beis HaMikdash when he was going up with the whole entourage, he gave a fine to the Levim that the Truma, the Ma'aser Rishon will go to the Kohen. And therefore, says the Gemara, therefore, since we're not doing it properly, therefore we cannot say Vidoy Ma'aser, the whole Vidoy. Ask the Gemara, Veloidi, and let them do Vidoy, Veloidi, and let them do Vidoy, Ashar Ma'aseris, on the other Ma'aseris. Do you want this?
Oh,
you have. Veloy di Ashar Maestris. In fact, the Gemara, let them say Vidoy Ashar Maestris on the other Maestris. They can say it on Maestro Sheini, on Maestro Ani. And for the Gemara, Omer Ish Lakish, says Reish Lakish, Kol Bayis, any home, meaning any person, Shein Misvada al Maestro Rishon, that is not going to be saying Vidoy on Maestro Rishon, that he did it properly. Shuv ein misvada, he no longer is misvada, he no longer says vidoy, al shar maestris on the other maestris. So again, the Gemara's question, the Gemara said, why don't we say vidoy maestris? Because we're not giving maestr rishon properly. Frek the Gemara, veloidi ashar maestris, so fine, so don't say the vidoy on maestr rishon, but say the vidoy on the other maestris. We're on Nemchasim and Aleph on top. So the Gemara answered, Amar Rish Lakish said, kol bias, meaning any person, She'ein misvade, who does not say vidoy ma'aser rishon on ma'aser rishon, shuv ein misvade, he no longer, shuv means like no longer, shuv ein misvade, he no longer says vidoy al shar ma'aseris about the other ma'aseris. Ask the Gemara, my taima, why not? Why can't I say the vidoy on the other ma'aseris? And for the Gemara, Amar Abaye, Abaye says, hoyol, since upasach boy hakasuv, since the Torah begins with it, with Ma'aser Rishon Tchila, in the beginning, since right in the beginning it says, the Gam Nesativ La Levi, first it mentions the Levi, since the Torah mentions the Levi first, that Ma'aser Rishon, therefore, if I'm not able to say the Vidoy of that Ma'aser Rishon, we're not going to skip and go to the other Ma'asers. You know, I can't separate them. If I can't do Ma'aser Rishon, then I can't do the Vidoy about the other Ma'asers.
General question,
okay. Yeah.
Might be obvious, but Kohanim are included in Levim.
Correct.
So what's the problem exactly?
The problem is that, okay, it's a good question. Maybe we'll get to it a little bit later also, but Ezra was Mesakin that you exclusively give it to Kohanim.
Which is as much as it was a Meiser Rishon just to speak for Levim.
Now again, it could be that before I was able to give it either to a Kohen or a Levi. Okay, maybe we'll get into that later. But Ezra was Masaka that it's only given to the Kehanim, and since he was limiting and saying not to Levim, so therefore it wouldn't jive with the Pasuk. Okay? So again, the Gemara said, why don't we say Vidoy Meiser? Because we're not doing it properly, we're giving the Meiser Rishon to the Kohen. In fact, the Gemara say the Vidoy about the other Meiseris, says Reish Lakish, no, because if I don't say Meiser Rishon first, we don't say it at all. In fact, the Gemara, why not? Says Abaye, because since the Pasuk starts about Meiser Rishon, if I'm not doing my submission properly, then I can't do the rest of them. Now, Frek the Gemara Kasha. From the fact that the Gemara said that Yerushim and Kohen Gadol was Mesakin, that my ser should be given to the Kohanim, it sounds like my ser was being given. The only question is to whom should you give it? Okay? But in Yerushim and Kohen Gadol's time, Ma'aser was being given. Zokti Gemara, Michlal. It's mashma from this vart of what the Gemara said. Rabbi Yosef Reb Chanina said that the reason why we don't say Vidui Maaser is because it's not giving, being given properly. Mechlal, that would be mashma de afrushe, that's separating Maaserishin itself during the days of Yerichin and Kohen Gadol, havu mafrushi. They were in fact separating Maaser, meaning Mechlal, it's mashma that you're telling me, the Mishnah said, during the days of Yerichin and Kohen Gadol, there's no Vidui Maaser. Says Rabbi Yosef Reb Chanina, why not? Well, because it's given to the Kohanim. Mashma that it is being given, it is being separated. Balabatim, Klal Yisrael at large are separating Maaser. Okay, that's what it's mashma. Because the reason why we're not saying Vidui Maaser is just because they're separating it, but they're not separating it properly. Mechlal, that would be mashma. The afrushi have a mafrushi. That Maaser Rishon during the days of Yerichin and Kohen Gadol was in fact being separated. Frek the Gemara of Tanya, we learned in the Braisa says like this. Af who, he also, meaning Yerichin and Kohen Gadol also, bitel es havidoi, he was mevatel vidoi maestris, vigozar al admai, and he was goizer on demai, he made a gzera about demai, as the Braisa will explain. What was the history? Says the Braisa, lafisha sholach, because he, Yerichin and Kohen Gadol, sent out, b'chol gvul Yisrael, he sent out like a scout, scouts in all of the borders of Eretz Yisrael, V'ra'a, and he saw, She'ein mafrishin, he saw that Amaratzim are not being mafrish, Ela truma gedayla bolvad. He saw that the Amaratzim were not being mafrish, Maaser Rishon, Maaser Sheni, Maaser Ani, they were only being mafrish, Maaser Rishon. I'm sorry, truma gedayla. V'ra'a, and he saw, She'ein mafrishin ela truma gedayla bolvad. He saw that they're only being mafrish, Truma Gedayla, the Maaser Rishon, a Maaser Sheni, but with regard to Maaser Rishon, a Maaser Sheni, Miktsasan Me'asrin, some of them are taking off Maaser, or Miktsasan E'Me'asrin, and some of them were not taking off Maaser. Miktsasan means some of them. Miktsas is like some, like a part. Part of them are yes, or Miktsasan E'Me'asrin, and some were not taking off Maaser. Amar Lohem, so Yerichin and Kohen Gadol said, Amar Lahem, Yerichin and Kohen Gadol said, Bonai, my children, Boyu va'omer lachem, come and I will say to you the following. Kishem shetruma gedoylo, just like truma gedoylo, meaning if it's not taken off, yesh bo avoin misa, the aveira of eating tevel, with truma gedoylo was not taken off, there is it's punishable by death. Means v'dei shamayim, kach trumas meiser v'tevel, so too trumas meiser and tevel, yesh behen avoin misa, that also has the avoin of misa.
What's tevel again?
Tevel is something which doesn't have anything taken off. But really, he's saying that not only tevel in general is describes something which doesn't have anything taken off, and he's telling them truma gedoyla is beautiful, but you still are in violation of something that could be chayav misa b'dei shamayim if you eat the rest of the fruits. Why? Because what's the process? The process is like this: you take off truma. Truma is, let's just say 1/50. Then I take off my serishin. My serishin is a tenth. From the Maaser Rishon, the levy then takes off of the Maaser Rishon Trumas Maaser. Trumas Maaser is the Truma from the Maaser, and he gives that to a Kohen. So said Yerichin and Kohen Gadol, that fruit, let's say I don't take off Maaser Rishon at all. That means that within my produce, there is something there that's supposed to be going to a Kohen. Because the Trumas Maaser from the Maaser Rishon should be going to the Kohen. And I'm eating that. So he said, you also have something here that has an avoin misa even after you take off Maaser Truma Gedol. Okay? Again. Amar Lahem, he said to them, Bonai, my children, Boyu Vo'omer Lachem, come and I will tell you, Kishem Shetruma Gedol, Yesh Ba Avoin Misa, just like Truma Gedol has within it a misa, Kach Trumas Maaser, so to Trumas Maaser, V'tevel, and Tevel, Kuvi is saying that that's called Tevel, Because Rashi has a different gear, so. Yesh behen avoy nisa, that also has a avoy, a punishment of death, or a misa, not a punishment of death, but an aveira that has within it misa v'dei shamayim. And therefore, says the Gemara, Omad, he stood up, v'hiskin lohem, and he instituted for them the following. Halakeach, this is for the chaverim. He instituted for the talmidei chachamim. Halakeach peres mi'ama oretz, a person who buys produce from an ama oretz, mafrish mehen, he separates from them ma'aser rishon u'ma'aser sheni. He separates from them ma'aser rishon and ma'aser sheni. Ma'aser rishon, and from the ma'aser rishon, mafrish mimeno trumas ma'aser, he separates from it trumas ma'aser, v'noisna l'kayin, he gives it to the kayin, u'ma'aser sheni, and regard to the ma'aser sheni, oyle v'oichle v'yushalayim, he goes up and he eats it in Yerushalayim. But, says the Braisa, ma'aser rishon, ma'aser oni, but with regard to ma'aser rishon, ma'aser oni, ha'maitzi mechavera olav araya. Ha'maitzi mechavera, someone who was pulling out of his friend, olav araya, he has to prove. So let's just speak this out, because it's pretty straightforward, it's a lot of words, but it's straightforward. Alright, we have a situation on our hands. There's people here that are being mafresh shruma, but they're not being mafresh. Some of them are not being mafresh the meisers. So said Yerchel and Kengal, I'm an Amaret. You buy from me. So truma gedali, you know I took. The others is a suffix. So says Yerchel and Kengal, you take from what you bought from me, you take off meiser rishon, and you put it on the side. You take off Ma'aser Sheni, you put that on the side. From the Ma'aser Rishon, you take Trumas Ma'aser, and you give that to a kohen. Okay? Now, the Ma'aser Sheni, I have to go bring up to Yerushalayim, because that's something that I'm going to eat. I could be Mechalit, like we learned. But fine. Now, the Ma'aser Rishon, who does it belong to?
Levi.
Which Levi does it belong to?
Whoever wanted to talk us enough. Right?
Well, it belongs to me to give to whoever
right,
I want.
Right, right.
Okay, so let's say me, the Balabas, whoever is being mafresh, the Ma'aser Rishon. Now, Rabbi Pintala comes and says, excuse me, that's mine, I'll take it. I'll say, maybe not. It's a suffix, because maybe the Amaretz took off Ma'aser.
Maybe you don't really have a fee to give. Right?
Yeah.
Could you give again? I mean, that's the point.
I could if I want to, but I don't have to. Well, I'm not, whatever. I'm the Amaretz, whatever, in the case.
Balabas slash Amaretz is over, sir, right?
Well, I sold it to you, so you're the Baal Bas.
Oh, okay.
Okay? So you're Masovic if I took off Meiser. So then he has to bring a Raya that I didn't take off Meiser in order to say that it belongs to the Shevet.
Right.
And
there's
the same.
No Suffolk, he has a right to it.
What was that?
There's no Suffolk, he has a right to it.
There's a Suffolk, whether he does.
There is no Suffolk, although he has a right.
Yeah, to it. Yeah, it belongs to them. Now, there's Taibis Hamnod, that's a different Shiloh. Okay, the same thing is true by Ma'aser Oni. Let's say it's the third and the sixth year. We know that there's 7 years of Shemitah, right? The first, second, fourth, and fifth years, okay, we take off Ma'aser, we take off Truma Gedoilo, Ma'aser Rishon, and Ma'aser Sheni. The third and the sixth year, you take off Truma Gedoilo, Ma'aser Rishon, and Ma'aser Oni. Ma'aser Oni is the same thing as Ma'aser Rishon of a tenth, but instead of giving it to Yerushalayim, like a Ma'aser Sheni, you give it to Anim. So if you have an Ani and comes and says, oh, I would like that Ma'aser Ani, we say to him, maybe the Amma Oretz took off Ma'aser Ani already. And therefore, you're not mechuyev to give it to him. So again,
so what do you do?
Eat it. Enjoy it.
Because
it's shaykh. Yeah. Yeah. Because Ma'aser Shein, Ma'aser Rishon goes to a Levi. No. Ma'aser Rishon. What do you mean? What's the
rest? That's the rest of the Chumah.
Isn't this
what the rest?
You're telling me
Ma'aser Rishon,
right?
Hold on, Ma'aser Rishon, you're allowed to eat. Yisrael's allowed to eat Ma'aser Rishon. And Ma'aser Ani, an usher is allowed to eat it. Okay?
Okay.
So since it's a suffix, whether you have to do it, I might say, you're a muchzik, but you could eat it. What's the suffix? Suffix the rise of Lechumro, therefore what? Therefore I should give it? Why?
So what did I do? The only nafkamin is I set it aside.
Yeah, correct. Correct.
Here.
Yeah, but I'm also accomplishing that I have Trumas Meiser. So I give the Trumas Meiser to a Kayin. And if it's Maaser for Maaser Sheni, I have to eat that in Yerushalayim.
What happened to the what's for the lady, the Trumas
Maaser Rishon?
Maaser
Rishon being Mafrish.
Yeah, and the lady can't.
He can't take her because I'm not speaking well of a ride.
Why is the Trumas Maaser less of a...
You could do that.
Why is the Trumas Maaser less of a suffix than the Maaser Rishon?
It's not less of a suffix, but there's an issur for me to eat it.
Oh, right, that's right. That's right.
My Sarishan, I could
right,
eat.
Right, yes.
I mean, with all, we love you dearly, but you don't have the same jurisdiction over it.
I'm confused by my Sarishan. Why are you allowed to eat that?
My Sarishan is supposed to be given to a Levi, but the halacha is, in other words, it's not as chamor as truma.
So
a Levi could share it with Yisraelim, no problem. Okay? By being mafrish, all the Meisers are making it not tevel anymore. Okay? And then I just take the Trumas Meiser, give it. Trumas Meiser has an oven misa. If I eat it, I can be oven misa de shamayim. I can be chayim misa de shamayim, and therefore I give it to the kohen. But Meiser Rishon and Meiser Ani is mutter for a Yisrael to eat, and an usher to eat, no problem. And Hamas Vechabel of Araya dictates that the Levi or the Ani can't be mitzi it for me because they have to be able to prove that the Amarits didn't take off Meiser.
So there's two things really. When the Baal HaBas buys it, there's one thing to make sure it's not tevel. So you have mafrish
all the Meisers.
Now you know the core food here, whatever it is not tevel.
Correct.
Right. Now you got to deal with the other things, and that's what we're
that's
talking
right.
about.
That's right. That's right. So Frek the Gemara, you see from here that during the time of Yechon and Kohen Gadol, they were not being mafrish Meisers. What did the Gemara say? The Gemara said the reason why Yechon and Kohen Gadol said you shouldn't say Vidu Meisers is because they're giving the Meisers to the Kohen. What are you talking about? In the days of Yechon and Kohen Gadol, there were many people who were not giving Meisers at all. So that's why we shouldn't be able to say Vidu Meisers, so to speak. In other words, it sounds like in the Mishnah, the Gemara's world, the Mishnah said, Yechon and Kohen Gadol said, don't say Vidu Meisers. The Gemara said, why not? So Yosef Reb Chanina said, because everyone is giving Meiser, that's what it sounds like, but they're giving it to the Kohen and not to the Levi. So since we're not doing it properly, you don't see Vidur Meiser. Frek the Gemara, but we have a different Braisa that says that the Yechon and Kohen Gadol made this whole takana of how to give the Meisers when you buy from an Amah Oretz, which would seem to indicate that Meisers was not being separated and given to a Kohen. Because if it was, he wouldn't have to make this whole takana that you, when you buy from an Amah Oretz, you have to do this. It sounds like Meisers was not being separated by everyone. And for the Gemara, Tarti Tikin, there were two takanas that he made. Bitel Vidoy de Chaveirim, he stopped the Vidoy of Chaveirim, meaning of Tamid de Chachamim, who were being mafresh all the Meisers. But since the Meiser was going to a Kohen and not to a Levi, he said, don't say Vidur Meiser. V'gozer al demai shal ami ha'aretz. And in addition, he was gozer about the demai of Amaratzim that you take off all of the Meisers, as the Braisa explained. Trumas Meiser goes to the Kohen, and Meiser Rishon, and Meiser Oni I keep for myself because of Amaretz Mechavayel V'orayim. Basically, the Gemara's answer is, your assumption is correct. But both of them, they're not mutually exclusive.
Can you reread the last one again?
Answers the Gemara, Tarti Tikin. Tarti means two. Tarti Tikin, two things he was misaken. Number one, Bitel, he nullified, he stopped, Vidoy de Chaveirim, the Vidoy of Chaveirim. Chaveirim means Tamid de Chachamim, who took off all the Meisers. But since the Meiser they were taking off was going to the Kohen, they weren't doing it the way the Torah said to do it. Therefore, he said, don't say the Vidur Meiser anymore because you're not doing it the way the Torah originally prescribed it. The Levi, they're giving to the Kohen.
Okay.
And number two, V'gozer al demai shal ami ha'aretz. And he made a gzera about demai, which is suffik produce that's purchased from an Amah Oretz, that you should take off Meiser Rishon, take off Meiser Sheni, take off Meiser Ani, from the Meiser Rishon, give Trumas Meiser to the Kohen. Meiser Sheni should go to Yerushalayim. And Meiser Ani and Meiser Rishon I can keep for myself because I might say Michavei Al-Varayah. But Al-Kapanim, what he was misaking was that for, he sent out throughout Eretz Yisrael and he saw there were many people who were not taking off Meisers. Okay, so regarding and relative to those people who are not taking off maisris, if you buy from them, from an Amoritz, then he was masaki and take off all the maisris. The chaverim, the tamid chachavim who are doing everything, great. But don't say vidu maiser because you're not doing the trumas.